Hello, this is Ryokyu Endos, Prime Dharma Talk. The reason why I am posting this daily Dharma Talk is because I wish people's good future. Well, let's start. The work of the mind to create good future and a Buddhist or any mantra chanting practice has several common points. Well, the one of it is a faith. If you hear the word faith, you might think that it is something simple. Yes, it is simple in somehow. But the human being in general are not easy to have a faith to the good future of themselves. Even though we know that if one has a faith to the good future, and it will bring the good future as a result. But it is not easy to simply have good future of the life. Why is that? Well, look at the history of the human being. History of the human being is to how to survive. All the time struggling to survive. Because of the weather, because of the climate, because of the maybe the war, etc., etc. Therefore, in the DNA, in the subconsciousness of the human being, there's always to be anxious to the future in order to prepare if anything happens in the future. Especially now in the global economy, people have more and more difficult to survive and to be anxious, to be worried about the future is increasing. Such a, in some way, unhealthy mentality everywhere on this planet. Therefore, to have a faith to the good future is kind of challenging to the karma of the human being or human history. Plus, to have a simple faith to the future, what you need is that some kind of the expectation or intuition that something that invisible existence behind the life or the nature or the universe is supporting your life and taking care of your life. Of course, also your future, whatever. It doesn't has to be the consciously faith. But subconsciously, you need some trust to invisible the existence, the something great in the universe. Or behind the universe, or beyond the universe. Okay, this is the one of the common point of the having faith to the good future and the practicing mantra, Buddhist chanting. Another common point is to have a faith to your good future, then you need to have a good the faith to good future of others, and potential have a faith to the potential of our others as well. Why is that? It is because your subconsciousness will not judge either if what you're wishing for or what you have in faith for, either yourself or others. There's no word of self, others in the subconsciousness. There's no word I or you in the brain, even in the brain. And actually, the faith is the result of the wish. If you have a wish, and if the wish is strong, it will become the faith. Just like the milk transform to the yogurt or cheese, which means that if you have wish good future of others, and then if this wish is strong, it will be the faith of good future of other people, and as a reflection of it, or at the same time, then you will start having the faith to the good future of yourself and also others. How to be in this state of the mind? What is interesting is that once you started to wish the good future of others, you realize that the negative wish did exist in our subconsciousness as a karma of the human being. By the way, in a deep, deep level of our subconsciousness, subconsciousness of self and others are one. There's no separation in our deep subconsciousness. And these subconsciousness have to be revealed to be conscious. Then you relieve from the trap of your ego conscious. But to reveal or awaken to this, the oneness of the subconsciousness, I mean, on the way to that level, so many the karma of the human being, which was deep inside of our subconsciousness, will come out by the practice of wishing and praying the good future of all others. And only who can confront and overcome this struggle of the human karma can go deep into the subconsciousness of the oneness state, and a deeper level of the oneness state of subconsciousness, there is a treasure, the light, the great love of the great spirit. Just as in a fairy tale, the boy or girl go throughout the forest, dark forest, and fight with monsters, and finally discover the treasure and bring it back to the village and be a king. It means that, and this is symbolizing that In our deep conscious subconsciousness, we have to struggle with the human karma. But if you go struggle and confront and overcome, have a victory to this struggle, you will discover the treasure and you be the king of the world. What is the world? It's your heart. You'll be able to control all your heart. It means you are the king of the world. Thank you very much.